Reno bus drivers have returned to the picket line with new terms and a renewed intensity. KUNR's Shelby Herbert examines what has led to a third strike in 3 months.
During the most recent round of negotiations, the union representing local bus drivers presented their contractor, Keolis Transit, with a proposal for wages and pension plans. Gary Watson, president of the Local 533 Teamsters Union, says that their proposal was not ratified.
Keolis Transit has a subpar offer on the table, which was 4% a year over 3 years. That offer is below the consumer price index. The CPI for the Mountain Region just went up to 7%.
Keolis, however, stands firm in their 3-year wage proposal. That's according to Mike Ake, vice president of regional operations.
This is more than fair, the offer that we've got on the table. It is more and larger pay increases than any other collective bargaining agreement in the local area.
But the Teamsters' demands are more complicated than just wages. Their new proposal includes improved health care benefits, as well as expanded COVID-19 safety measures for drivers.
The corporate bosses got to sit at home and play with their kids, while the hardworking men and women of labor had to still go to work and put themselves out on the line, getting sick with COVID, some of them dying.
It's unclear how long the strike will go on. Bill Thomas is the director of the Regional Transportation Commission, and he says it's time to bring in outside help.
I would hope the next step is for the Teamsters to accept a third-party mediator to get the parties back together to get this resolved so we can end this strike and end the loss of wages for the drivers.
Thomas says that these service disruptions continue to hurt people in the community who can't afford to do the essentials, like going to work or making medical appointments. Shelby Herbert, KUNR News.
KUNR's Kayla Bradle contributed to this story.